We've got it done.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. We're here. We're live. It is Sunday, the seventh day of October 2012, and we are going to be live here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. And back weekdays, of course, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. That's 12 and 3 p.m. Eastern. Look, we talk about this quite a bit, and we talk about it to the point of it becoming almost passé and just some known quantity, an axe hanging above our head, a sword of Damocles hanging above our head, and then we just get accustomed to it being there. We become fatigued to it. We become acclimated. We become prepared, accepting. It becomes a foregone conclusion, a self-fulfilling prophecy. And it doesn't need to be a self-fulfilling prophecy. We don't need to be mindless spectators that just sit here and let history roll over us. In fact, I keep saying this. You guys keep giving it to me, and I keep not covering it on air. Will you guys print me the Karl Rove History's Actors quote? It was in the New York Times originally, but just a New York Times magazine. But it's quoted everywhere, just the part about they control reality. They'll tell us up is down one day and then sideways is down the next, and we'll just believe whatever they say. And, yes, if you just sit there and watch television, read the newspaper, and don't see them contradicting day to day, don't see them completely spinning facts, and don't see that there's a public authoritarian agenda going on, you're living in another world. But when I say that we've gotten used to this tyranny, I know I have, even as by increments it gets worse and worse. And we've become accustomed to now FEMA admitting FEMA camps, admitting reeducation centers, admitting the Rural Affairs Council, the Council of Governors, admitting the gun confiscation plans, the 1.6 billion bullets, the mass grave preparations that we talked about 3 years ago. We had different county managers and others on, and even disguised their voices on air. One from Indiana, where they were told, prepare for a million dead out of Chicago, because they're just 30 miles or so from Chicago. They're in that part of Indiana. And now here it is in Congress. It's passed the House, is going to the Senate to codify and fund a preparation for tens of millions of dead. And this story went up Friday afternoon. I've asked Kurt Nemo to repost it up at the top of InfoWars.com. That's being done right now because some stories come out and just don't get the attention they need, they deserve. FEMA to mobilize for mass fatality planning. Bill mandates federal agency to respond to funeral homes, cemeteries, and mortuaries being overwhelmed. And that's what we got 3 years ago was the secret reports that were getting the funeral homes ready to be federalized. And even small cemeteries to hold hundreds of thousands. And then we had the reports coming from all over the country, internal memorandum, not secret but restricted, from the different state cemetery regulators from New York to Texas. We were called conspiracy theorists, and it was all a big lie. None of it was true. Of course, here it all is now, confirming it. So the point is, why is all this being ratcheted up? I mean, some continuity of government's always gone on, especially in the Cold War, but this is many magnitudes bigger. So what is the big mobilization and preparation for? I'll be breaking that down, tying it into the designed world financial meltdown that is being engineered, and the fact that there's a war now between Turkey and Syria. It's been a covert war for a while, but now it's getting a lot hotter and a lot more public. And Panetta, the head of the CIA, has come out and said this could turn into a wider giant war, which is exactly what I've been saying. But I'm saying, well, there's all these wars, but I'm the bad fearmonger. We all know that. Actually, everything's fine in the global economy. The police are saying in Detroit, though, don't visit because it's a war zone and they can't protect you. But, you know.
For thousands of years.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Sunday, the seventh day of October 2012. I'm Alex Jones, your host, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, now FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas. I love America. I love liberty. I love freedom. I love Texas. I love our constitutional republic. I'm a constitutionalist. I believe in rule of law, due process, the family, private property, and the good Lord above. The Second Amendment and the right to defend yourself and all the basic bedrock canons of our constitutional republic founded on July 4th, 1776. That is why I've been listed by Homeland Security in leaked and declassified documents as a terrorist. That is why I have been listed as one of the main threats, quote, to the federal government, because the federal government itself has been taken over by foreign banking cartels that brag that they've conquered Europe and the United States through derivatives fraud publicly in the Associated Press, Reuters, Time Magazine, Newsweek, CNBC, the Financial Times of London. We've played the clips here. We've read the articles where they brag and declare in our face that we are slaves and that they are bringing in a private global corporate monopoly capitalist mafia government. And so I've drawn my line in the sand. I have committed to stand up and speak out against these people and to mobilize against this evil. I recognize it historically. They've declared it. I see the general public in a zombie-like trance. And I'm here, along with our wonderful listeners, activists for freedom, attempting to shake the sleeping giant that is free humanity, not just America, from its slumber. It is Sunday. It is October 7th, 2012, and we have massive news on the economy and the designed QE unlimited meltdown that will accelerate now, the social unrest exploding across Europe, now moving to the United States, but the media is keeping it quiet. Though, enter at your own risk, police union says warlike Detroit is unsafe for visitors. Other cities are seeing similar situations. That's WWJ Television reporting that. We're going to be breaking that down. You're going to see more of that in the future. Crime rates are exploding. The Justice Department has even had to admit that. Many cities have had to admit it. Remember, we're seeing cooked numbers because they want to try to have those numbers be a lot lower. But you need to know, folks, you better lock your house. You better carry a firearm. And you'd better watch your six, because crime is absolutely going bonkers. A lot more police are getting killed. Police are getting more paranoid and shot five innocent people unarmed in the last few days, including a veteran a current National Guard person with no criminal record in New York. They say he cut him off, so they pulled him over and killed him. Just a lot of craziness going on out there. We're going to be breaking it all down today. Turkey is now in today, what, five? Shelling its neighbor Syria. Turkey has more conventional arms than even Israel and is a serious member of NATO. They have been bringing in the last 9 months at least, well, they debate the numbers, 40 to 50,000 al-Qaeda jihadis out of Saudi Arabia and other areas. U.S. troops are on record. They're training the jihadis. Many of them wear the black al-Qaeda uniform and the black al-Qaeda patch. We have videos of that up at Infowars.com. FSA rebel leader, we won't stop until al-Qaeda flag is raised over the White House. Well, you're run out of the White House, so no need. That's already done. Al-Qaeda was founded by Western intelligence in 1979. Zbigniew Brzezinski's written two books admitting it. He's the guy that did it. There you have it. They are blowing up churches, blowing up mosques, blowing up the oldest outdoor market in the world, a World Heritage Site. You can look all this up. They are admittedly bragging on camera with families held hostage that they will kill the children if the father doesn't go truck bomb the local police station. Our criminal government has never this publicly engaged in crimes like this. Our government and NATO and the UN, they're all run by the same megabanks, are publicly turning Libya over to al-Qaeda to engage in ethnic cleansing. They are publicly, in 9 months, just absolutely bombing military bases, blowing up the police stations, throwing families on video off the roofs of their houses, going house to house, just murdering en masse. With NATO, special forces, that means U.S. special forces. You notice when troops get killed now, they don't say U.S. troops in Afghanistan, and they say NATO forces. NATO forces are, this is L.A. Times, Reuters, just look it up, British SAS, put it on screen. We're also streaming video at prisonplanet.tv and link through at Infowars.com. You just type in, Western special forces or MI6 or CIA commanding the Free Syrian Army, who even the Red Cross has had to admit about half of them are al-Qaeda. And the CFR 2 months ago said, we need al-Qaeda. That was the quote and how they're really doing a good job. Attacking preemptively Syria to overthrow a government who hasn't attacked anybody. This is amazing. And I know I talk a lot about this, but now, last Thursday, some small mortars reportedly were fired out of Syria to the south that is being attacked by Turkey, pumping in al-Qaeda, trained by NATO and armed right there. And with even anti-aircraft missiles, you name it. They're also bringing in the anti-aircraft missiles, 10,000 of them, at least 2,000 radar or heat-seeking. That's admitted out of Libya. That's al-Qaeda, our government giving them all the weapons Libya had, bringing them in to the area of southern Turkey, and then injecting them into Syria. And they came out Thursday night and said, Syria has apologized for firing a couple mortars into civilian areas in Turkey, in which they have not been responding. They've not been attacking, even though they've been pointing out al-Qaeda is being brought in, because they know Turkey's got a much bigger military. And then Turkey came out and lied and Syria had admittedly said they'd attacked them and apologized. Of course, it turned out that wasn't true by Friday. Syria said al-Qaeda is firing back in as a false flag that the Pentagon and others have been openly talking about to have an excuse to then have Turkey go into Syria. And more mortars were fired today. So Turkey is just blasting Syria right now. And opening up an even larger wedge to inject more fighters. Imagine, a country is training and massing al-Qaeda jihadis, mainly out of Saudi Arabia, Wahhabist, to inject them into the secular government-run system there with the diverse groups of Jews, Christians, Muslims, Sunni, Shiite, Alawite. And they are just murdering and killing any Christians or Jews they find. It's on the news in Europe, blowing up churches. It is unbelievable. And we are told that we've got to give up all our rights because al-Qaeda is hiding under every, bed, every desk, every closet has an al-Qaeda jihadi in it. And so TSA has got to go in your pants, got to go into your wife's bra, got to drag your children off to a private abuse room because al-Qaeda is everywhere. But Al-Qaeda publicly works for the mega banks that run NATO and our government. And it's just hiding in plain view, and the government thinks you're so stupid and I'm so stupid that they're doing all of this. Now, I'm going to cover that more in the second hour today, and I'm going to cover they want to make flu shots mandatory. And two states have already moved to make it the law. In fact, it's now been done in Rhode Island. They tried to make it the law, but it failed a few years ago in Massachusetts. So this is a big deal because then the big vaccine makers can just mandate, buy off your politicians, and then force you to buy their product, just like they force you to buy government health care. And you know the nightmares of these big pharma companies, that's coming up. But first, when we return, I'm going to bring up a topic that is ultimately important. This is up at Infowars.com, link through to the White House website, GovTrack.us. FEMA to mobilize for mass fatality planning, millions of dead Americans, and it ties into the Army now not running patrols but regular checkpoints all over the United States. We'll be breaking that down. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Noticed in the last few years that when you watch the Kentucky Derby or the Super Bowl, you see regular Army and Marines searching people. You may have tried to go to a kite festival in Austin, Texas and see the National Guard out there. You might have gone to the San Antonio Riverwalk and seen Air Force MPs out, not just keeping an eye out for the Air Force people that might be drunk. No, for you. You might have seen U.S. troops up in Canada when they had the Olympics, quote, helping to control the Canadians, or Canadian troops over here at large events. Well, here's an article, Military Police Used for Crowd Control in South Carolina, by Kurt Nemo, and it links through to WISTV. And it was also reported in a local newspaper. It says MPs are just helping set up checkpoints and searching people. Now, it's illegal for police to do that, though they still just keep doing it and doing it, no matter how many times the courts throw it out in most states. They don't care. It's just our money they use when they lose them. And the excuse is we're keeping you safe. I mean, after all, Al-Qaeda is out there. Of course, now we're told, it was in documents a decade ago, but now it's public, that, oh, it's not about Al-Qaeda. It's about gun owners, libertarians, conservatives. But number one enemy, you know it. You've heard it on the news. When we broke the documents that a federal marshal gave me, state police officer gave me some of the others 4 years ago, 3.5 years ago. You remember who's the number one terrorist? Returning veterans. Because they may have actually read the Constitution. And they're not afraid to stand up for themselves. And, well, they know they've been injected with deadly vaccines. And they know that the government's trying to take their Second Amendment, saying they all have PTSD. And, oh, they're the number one enemy. But it's okay, though, because the troops that are currently in, they're training to confiscate your guns. And we have links to all this in these articles where it came out, what, 3 months ago, the Army manual that says re-education camps. If you don't believe me, just type in Army manual for re-education camps. It even uses the name re-education camps. That's not us using that term. They even use the Soviet term with all the horror that's associated with it. And when I covered it, they had an Army spokeswoman, very high level, a colonel come out, and she put a press release out from one of the bases. You can go pull it up. It's in our articles. And said, well, yes, we do have re-education camps. The details are classified, and that's just the end of it. Yeah, there's the headline. Army manual for re-education camps applies to U.S. citizens. Isn't that just special? But it's not just that. It's under COG, or continuity of government. We've seen first 1 billion bullets bought this year, and then 1.2, and then 1.4. It's now 1.6 billion bullets, hollow points bought. But the last 200 million they bought was different types of 308 sniper rounds. And they admitted it, said in the federal purchase orders that are public at the federal government's website. Let me pull it up for you. At the govtrack.us, that it's for sniper training. It's only 1.6 billion. That's 13 times. It was 10 times. Now it's 13 times because they ordered another 200 million. What they ever bought before in 1 year. And we've had police on the show who've told you that, yeah, they're being told it's for martial law. So my big question here is, we saw guns confiscated in Katrina. We now have another Army training manual. We'll just type into the search engine. I know my crews are doing it right now. If you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, if you're a radio listener, just type this in. Army manual discusses gun confiscation. You saw what they did in Katrina. Went in the high and dry areas. Wouldn't made everybody go to the sports dome, super dumb. Wouldn't let anybody walk out on the highways. Made you go there and went to the even rich people's houses. and blew the doors off their safes and took their guns, took their jewelry on ABC News, is one of the newscasts. Just type in gun confiscation, Katrina. There's ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. Old ladies getting beat up because they won't give their revolver over. People with generators living in $15 million houses, literally. You know, high and dry. Here come the troops. Here comes the big red one. They were there. Here comes Army, cavalry. Ooh, yeah. Right in to take your guns because that's the default setting. They had a cordon cities. There was that Army training manual came out a few months ago. Oath Keepers is so mad they bought billboards outside the base where the Army colonel, writing the manuals that have now been adopted, says, we're preparing for war with the Tea Party. But wait, it got better. They talk about how to cordon the towns, how to arrest the mayors, because, well, they know about, you know, the West Texas mayors and judges have gone public saying they know the takeover's happened. So this is the type of stuff going on. I mean, you know, you've heard about the state judges, county judges, people saying here in Texas, you know, we're not going to go along with this takeover. Well, the Army is training. But you know why they said they take on the Tea Party? In that Army manual, it said because the Tea Party is going to link up with Al-Qaeda. They predict in North Carolina. That's right. The Tea Party works with Al-Qaeda. No, NATO and the globalists run Al-Qaeda, not the Tea Party. And you're like, well, that's ridiculous. The Tea Party is. Oh, yeah. If they come arrest you and say you're with Al-Qaeda, folks, your neighbors who might, you know, play poker with you, they're going to salute as you're taken to a FEMA camp and call for your torture because it's patriotic to torture. It's patriotic to have no due process. It's patriotic to have the NDAA where the government says they'll disappear you in the middle of the night. It's patriotic to have the NSA spy on us without warrants. It's patriotic to pay $22 billion to ship GM to China. Cadillac and Volt plants. It's patriotic to hate America and freedom. Okay? That's why I'm a bad person, because I love freedom. All right, continuing. Now, here's the new article by Paul Joseph Watson. We've relinked it at the top of Infowars.com. FEMA to mobilize for mass fatality planning. FEMA to mobilize for mass fatality planning. Now, you know, Kurt Nimmo wrote this. Paul Watson wrote this Friday. But I should ask him to relink to our article 3.5 years ago where we had the emergency manager. I mean, I knew his name, but we didn't give it on air. The head of emergency management in a major county bordering Illinois, 30-something miles from Chicago. And he said, all I know is they're giving us millions of bucks and saying get ready for 1 million dead people from Chicago alone. And they said it's not a question of if, but when you will have 1 million dead Chicagoans that we're going to bury here. We're going to truck in and bury here. And they went over Jews and Muslims must be buried within 48 hours. So we've got to check their IDs and all this stuff. People are like, oh, that's not true. Then I had whistleblowers in New York, Texas, Arizona, California. Well, you've seen our articles. Guys, type in cemeteries prepared for mass casualties, Infowars.com. It'll actually show Aaron Deitch's article from 3.5 years ago with the scans from New York and Texas. Then we had mortuaries and cemeteries, send us, you know, the funeral directors. Well, we're not supposed to give this out, but yeah, we got the letters and we got visited by FEMA and they said, not a question of if, but when this is going to happen. And it's all in there. So we broke this here. Okay. We broke it here on the air, Infowars.com. Well, here it is. You can go to govtrack.us. This came out Friday and it's passed the House. H.R. 6566 for Mass Fatality Planning and Religious Considerations Act, and it just says they're preparing for millions of dead bodies and how to deal with it. And see, there's a major ratcheting up for all of this. Yeah, there's our old report. Plans for mass graves confirmed. Government surveying cemetery readiness for flu outbreak, and that's going to tie into next hour and the flu. You actually get the flu from the flu vaccine. I even have mainstream news on that. But I want to give the number out when we come back and ask you, what are they gearing up for? What are they gearing up for?
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stable utilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338, 1-888-213-4338.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Here in a moment. As you know, we don't screen your calls, but occasionally I say, hey, first time callers, or I say, hey, we're wanting calls from police officers who would like to talk about the fact that 1.6 billion bullets have been bought, or I say, hey, they're going to try to make every first responder take forced inoculations under the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act. That was 2002. And it was in the news that sheriffs and fire chiefs and you name it were saying no to forced inoculations of 14 million first responders, EMTs, nurses, doctors, police, state police, county, city workers. And that program got stopped. They were giving smallpox shots to the first responders. They started the program. Pure color of law. It wasn't even law. They said, you got to have this job. And so many people died from it. If you go back to the news 10 years ago in 2002, they suspended it. They suspended the program because the LA Times reported they only shot up 6% of the 14 million first responders and hundreds died from it. And they had big trouble keeping it quiet. Just like three separate times the last 20 years, they've had more than 20 years, 21 years since 1990, they have done forced inoculations of troops with anthrax shot. You can make troops, because they've waived their rights, take an approved vaccine, but not experimental. Why am I digressing off into this? Under this medical tyranny that I'm going to cover next hour, that ties into this martial law preparation, they are going to force all the first responders to take shots. And they're starting with nurses saying, you can't work here if you don't. There's no law. They just say, you can't work here. Well, now, Rhode Island has passed a law for forced inoculation of nurses. And, folks, it's going to be police next. And so you need to understand, a lot of you are going to go along. You need to understand why you die, why you get sick. A lot of wives out there wonder why your husband has a convulsion. Coming home from work one day. Well, nobody's going to tell him back at the police station it's because he went and got the flu shot. It's on the stinking insert, but it doesn't matter. So we're going to be going over all that in the next hour. Big report on that. Before I get back into this whole martial law situation and give out the number, we're selling out of this again very quickly. I printed 100,000 of these. We put 50,000 of them on the streets of Austin. We've already got people lined up around the block, great folks, as we codify the program, to roll out the new InfoWars magazine in cities all over the country, where part of the news will be local. But this is kind of the mothership global edition. And we've now put out two issues of it. The first time I put it out, we put 50,000 on the streets, printed another 40,000, 37,000, 36,000 sold out in a day and a half. This time I printed more than 50,000 extras on top of the 50,000 we put on the streets, and we've still got some left, about, 12,000 or so, but they're going quickly. So if you want to buy it in bulk, the new InfoWars magazine, the new October issue, DARPA, the real Skynet, October surprise war, the end of humanity, rise of the robots, the elite's own words, how they plan to replace us with machines, this is an emergency transmission, and then the first issue from September, people that subscribe get this issue as well and the next 12, and shipping is included free of charge at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Magazine, The Economic Collapse, Banksters Plot to Destroy the U.S. Economy, in their own words, Banking Cartel Conquers America, History of False Flag, Stage Terror, Rome Burned, Will We? Since then, they've got fires and rioting all over Europe, and we predicted that would happen. Print 2.0, The Answer to the Internet Kill Switch. These are great. Thick magazines with great graphics to give friends and family to wake them up. I can't say it really supports the broadcast because the subscriptions and buying individual issues at bulk, we're selling them at cost as a pamphleteer like the founding fathers did, or my ancestors that came to Texas. Well, my dad's side in 1830, the others in 1825 or so as the Texians, I shouldn't get off. I visited the Alamo again this weekend with my kids, and it's just really interesting that my family were the folks that brought in the Bibles and all the rest of it, really got the rebellion going. But that's a separate whole story. Protestant Bibles weren't allowed in Texas, but that's a side issue. We are living under an incredible tyranny. And if you want to get the magazines and get them out to people, they're available at cost at InfoWarsStore.com, along with the books, the videos, the T-shirts, all the rest of it. They're not at cost. Obviously, that's how we finance ourselves, is through the free market. We're not like mainstream media, most of them, that get banker bailout money or stimulus money to give Rachel Maddow raises. Did you read about that? What is it, 500,000 of hundreds of millions that MSNBC got of taxpayer money as stimulus went to her? See, people are like, Alex, you shouldn't sell products you believe in to fund your operation. The biggest alternative media organization and most successful in the world now. You should just, be more moral and steal taxpayer money. Well, I'm sorry. I don't do that. Okay, I'm ranting. I'm done ranting about that. Yeah, there it is. Labor Department spent 500G in stimulus on green job ad blitz on Oberman and Maddow. Yeah, that's separate from that. There was even another whole other program there, and they got $500 million in MSNBC in banker bailout money. Okay, let's stop right there. If you just tuned in, Army manuals are public for re-education camps, mass arrest, gun confiscation, forced inoculation, type in clergy response teams, every major church in the country that I know of, unless it's a private evangelical or private individual church, has been federalized under 501c3. And if you type in clergy response team, you'll see newscasts with preachers saying, we've been trained under martial law to tell you to turn your guns in and take shots and go to FEMA camps. I can play newscasts. There's multiple newscasts with them admitting it and saying it's a good thing. So if you're a new listener, you wonder why your preacher every Sunday is telling you to give in to government, do what you're told, turn your guns in. It doesn't matter if it's Catholic, Baptist. You know, the churches where my parents have gone, they basically teach that, you know, world government's a wonderful thing. And Bill and Melinda Gates hung the moon. It's just amazing. I was talking to some friends this weekend. They were talking about the Presbyterian Church, where they'd gone forever, which is super conservative, hung a red cloth. And this is happening nationwide at Presbyterian churches. Not all of them, but most of them. The cross is now bad and hateful. So they can't show the cross in Presbyterian churches. I mean, we got taken over. World Council of Churches, run by the UN, Rockefeller Foundation. They've got consultants at all the churches now. The federal government says, if you want faith-based money, taxpayer money, even though Congress can make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, government cannot be involved. That's the separation of church and state. Now government flips it around and says, no, government has to run religion, and religion doesn't have any independence. That's what Thomas Jefferson said. No, Thomas Jefferson said the opposite. So you can't have state-run religion. But then they twist that, and then Christians don't like Thomas Jefferson because they let the media lie to them about what separation of church and state is. Separation of church and state doesn't mean that First Baptists are the only religion here, or Muslims that happen to be Wahhabists, or Catholics. It means freedom of religion. That was one of the big things 1776 was about. That's what the Texas Revolution was really about, was the fact you couldn't practice anything but Catholicism in Texas. But that's another issue. It's the same fight over and over again. And I was talking, in fact, I'm going to send crews out to these Presbyterian churches. So send us links at whistleblowers@Infowars.com or showtipsinfowars.com, because we've confirmed there's churches right in Central Texas which have now taken the crosses down. Because they're hateful. Oh, in Europe, they're banning reading passages out of the Bible they say are hateful. Canada has arrested preachers for saying homosexuality is wrong. Whether you agree with that or not, it's free speech. This is such authoritarianism. Every basic liberty is being overrun right now. Every basic freedom is being abridged right now. At every single level. It's happening right now. So I ask you, the listeners, why are they gearing up? What is the giant preparation for? Why are they gearing up? The economic collapse, giant war with Iran. Here's the toll-free number to join us. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. It's Sunday. We're live. We're going to come back and talk about the preparations for total collapse. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, third edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Again, I just want to thank all the listeners, sponsors, AM and FM affiliates that make this broadcast possible, and our incredible crew, my wife and family, and of course the good Lord above. I was also talking to people about all the churches they're going to, friends and family, and they were talking about how, yeah, all these big mainline churches now say, we don't say the word Jesus, because that could be offensive at Christian churches, or if we do, it's not Lord Jesus or Jesus Christ. It's just Jesus, our avatar, our spirit guide. I mean, no wonder the churches are collapsing. They've taken God completely out of it. I don't mean to start preaching here. It's just that this is a government takeover. This isn't happening on its own. We've got a lot of people on hold. Pete, Gary, Dan, Abe, and I don't know, 10 or so others that we're getting your names on. I'm going to go to you right now. But you see all these TV shows about the end of the world and revolution and collapse and all this, so that when things start collapsing, we're almost ready for it, that we just expect it's normal. But it's being engineered, as the globalists have stated, Maurice Strong and others. They want a post-industrial world. They want to use poverty to control us. This is all being artificially done, and it doesn't have to happen. And I see the signs of the
deep recession we've been in for 5 years. They say the recession ended 4 years ago. They put out countless fake economic employment numbers that have been proven fake. John Williams' shadow stats breaks that down. Economist Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, the former head of Reagan's operations, head of policy at the Treasury, it's totally fake. It's above 22%. California's above 30%. Even 60 Minutes did a study on that last year. It's above that now. Areas of Europe, some areas of Spain have 50%. This is a global depression by design that the bankers brag, not the free market bankers, not your corner bank that's being shut down by globalist regulators, but the mega banks. And so FEMA's preparing for millions of dead and getting that lined up with the mortuaries and mass graves and the equipment, and the plastic coffins. That's all confirmed now. And they're gearing up. It's not like it's some old program they're continuing. And you've got all these preparations. What do you think this is about? I'll take your calls for about 30 minutes in the next hour. Then I'm going to get into forced inoculations and all of that news. But right now, let's go ahead and go to Pete in Rhode Island, where they passed a law saying all the nurses have to take whatever vaccine the government says, basically the flu shots, which I have mainstream articles, and the government of Canada says the flu shot doubles your chances, the average flu shot, of getting flu the next year. But, of course, it gives people the flu in many cases. I have all the mainstream articles I'm going to cover next hour. But is that what you called in about from Rhode Island or something else?
Hey, Alex. No, my name's Pete. I'm from Long Island, New York.
I'm sorry. It said R-I there, Pete. Okay, so you're from Long Island, not Rhode Island. But it's still an island. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're in the general area. I'm actually a first responder. I'm an EMT for a major hospital out here on Long Island. I'm a Navy veteran. Was a private investigator for 14 years. I actually met you down at Bilderberg this past June with a couple of buddies of mine. We run a website called Concerned Citizens News Network.
Oh, that's right. And it was great talking to you guys. Yeah, you guys are doing a great job.
Yeah, thanks a lot. And so are you, Alex. Thanks so much for waking everyone up, you know, with people who are concerned. And I just wanted to say that there are some stories out there that they're going to make first responders like myself, EMTs, either get the flu shot or have to wear a surgical mask as we're treating patients.
Yeah, let me stop you. It's not a story. Just like Gulf of Tonkin was never a rumor, it came out in Congress that it was staged. There was an investigation, and it was in the local San Diego paper when the ships came back in 64, but no one ever had those documents. It became word of mouth and a rumor. It's the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act. They tried to make you all take shots in '02. Then they said they would phase it in by first making first responders wear masks, then intimidating you into taking it, then passing laws. It's not a rumor. They've now passed it in Rhode Island. Go ahead.
It's not just a story. I actually misspoke. It was actually something I read in an article, and it's been being passed around throughout the healthcare system that we're either going to have to take the flu shot or wear a surgical mask because, you know, we're treating patients.
Yeah, and it's pure bull. I mean, the idea is you are dirty, you are bad, you have the flu, when the flu vaccine never covers the current flu, and it lowers your immunity in major studies I'm going to read next hour. It's a total hoax, sir.
Yes, it is. I firmly believe what you're saying. I firmly believe the stories that are being passed out there through the media.
So tell me, what's your take and your fellow first responders' take on this?
We're totally against it. I would say, in general, it's about a 70-30 split that we're totally against it. It actually goes against the Constitution. They can't force us to do something that it's anti-human.
You're right. In fact, let me read this to you. This is out of the Providence Journal. Rhode Island becomes first state to mandate flu shots for healthcare workers. Breaking news. This just came out Friday evening. And understand something. They cannot make you put things in your body, A. B, they admit that the Civil Liberties Union, the healthcare workers' unions, all of them are against it, and they admit that almost all of the union members are against it, but they don't care. But I read this more closely. It's not even it's a mandate. It's not a law. Remember Rick Perry 5-6 years ago? He said, it's the law. All girls 11 to 13 must take Gardasil, an experimental vaccine they couldn't even get approved, but government can, quote, mandate it. Mandate just means they're saying they want you to take it. and then a bunch of girls died. Well, they died in the test. But by him saying it's mandated, it now got liability protection and access to a $7 billion federal fund. So Merck could dump, who's well known for that, a deadly drug on the market. But Perry got destroyed. In fact, many analysts, even the Washington Post, chalk up his defeat in polls to folks learning about the Gardasil. So this is a, you know, the big pharma can buy people off all day long. Yeah, there it is. Rick Perry's HPV mandate returns to haunt him. Politico. It's also in the Associated Press, you name it. So I'm ranting, sir, but it's a hoax. I've now had time to go look at the, quote, law they passed, and all it is a mandate where they say it's the law. Have you heard before school every year they say it's the law to take shots to go to school? There is no law. Again, even if you're for the vaccines, folks, why are they lying and saying it's the law? I appreciate it. Sorry, go ahead.
Claim it's policy.
Exactly. It's all just a bunch of policy. I appreciate your call. I've had police all over the country, God bless them. You know, they're humans, too. They're dumbed down like everybody else. I want them to live in a free country. I'm not their enemy. Come up and say, you can't videotape. And I'm like, I'm 100 yards from you. I'm not interfering with you. And I just, and they say, well, I'm still going to arrest you. And I have to say to the cops, I go, what's the law? They go, it's our policy. You know a policy's not a law. Now stop it. Well, I'm giving you an order. But is that order lawful, officer? They arrest most people when they refuse. They don't know how to talk to them. The cops always back off and go, listen, I'm going to sue you. You may even beat it, but don't. I don't want to be your enemy. But you cannot violate the sacred First Amendment. And the cops are like, every time. I've got it on video. You know, get mad and run off. One time the Austin commander had, I was protesting Rick Perry at an event down at the Omni Hotel. And Perry sent the cops. They had the cops getting in their riot gear across the street to intimidate us. And the cop in front of the newspaper and TV station was like, I didn't say I'd arrest you, even though we had it on tape, that he was saying, we're going to arrest you. And you see those riot police with their batons. Imagine being a cop and saying, you see those riot police? You see the batons? Like, that's going to scare me. And it was the fact that he challenged me that I had to say, okay, well, go ahead and do whatever you got to do. I'm going to keep protesting. I'm not blocking a street. See, they lie to you and say you have to get a permit to protest. Only if you want to shut down streets. See, they get you into procedures. It's just like churches until about 1950. No churches were 501c3 charities. No longer churches, they become charities. It's a bait and switch. I'm ranting here. We're going to go to break, and I promise, just come back and go to your phone calls. But see, once they trick the churches over, then churches don't even remember once that they were standalone outside of government. But then they opt in. Congress can't make a law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. They have no jurisdiction, federal or state. But by getting the churches to sign on, they go, oh, you have your tax exemption. Just fill out this form for your charity status. They trick you via contract fraud to step into that and waive all rights. Same thing with vaccines. And again, I'm not saying the science of vaccination couldn't have some benefits. It's a 500-year-old technology. It's got its problems. The issue is eugenicist population control groups founded all the big major pharma companies in the last 150 years. Look it up. And the Rockefellers funded Hitler. Everything Hitler did is what you call eugenics. And the eugenicists went underground through big pharma and the medical tyranny. They used medical tyranny in the Soviet Union, also in communist China. They used medical tyranny on the political dissidents. That's what we're facing today, is a medical tyranny. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.